The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Also got a TikTok channel out there. LD does some nice cartoons on there. Todd and Tyler Radio Empire is on TikTok and Facebook and Twitter at TNT Radio Empire's Twitter. And when you download the podcast or listen to us on various radio stations, make sure you patronize the advertisers. We appreciate that. Because the show's free. You get it for free. And you don't get anything for free nowadays. Nothing's for free, Craig. I got a double Bloody Mary in the D.C. airport.
So you add wasn't
one,
free?
You add one of the most expensive cities in the country, and you add a double Bloody Mary, and you add $30.
I was going to say.
Damn.
$25 to $30.
My wife told me, because it's a restaurant.
It's a double.
Yeah, you order it through an iPad. It's an iPad restaurant. And actually, it works pretty well. You just put your card in, and you just order it, and then at the bar, it shows up, and they bring you your stuff. You think it doesn't work that well, but it does. And the waiter has an easy gig, but they still get a tip.
You still include a generous tip?
Well, we had four of us eating lunch, so it was gratuity was already added. So actually, five of us eating lunch. But yeah, my wife goes, "Lady, you know those two double Bloody Marys you had? $60.
Wow.
Not worth it.
Was it a large glass at least?
Well, I don't care about the I don't care about the red. I care about the shots. You're basically buying two shots for $30.
Oy.
Oh, that's boy. No, it wasn't a large glass. That's another thing.
It's a regular pint glass, I'm guessing.
It was on a big, huge glass with a cheeseburger hanging off the side.
Yeah, I mean, if it was extensively garnished or something.
No,
it should come with $10 bills hanging off the side.
Three of them.
That, you know what? That was where I felt like I got bent over.
Yeah, you should have.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten $20 Bloody Marys before, but $30, I think that was my line. I'm thinking, no,
I think mine was a little less.
You're ripping me off. Two of them.
I flew out of here. It was like $46.
Yeah.
For two double Bloody Marys.
Oh, you tipped her. That's why. Yeah.
No, it was $46, and then I tipped on top of that. Because I like my bartender.
No, I was just there, Todd. I got a double Bloody Mary at the same place. It's $15.35 for a double Bloody Mary there. That's okay. Not bad.
No, it's not.
No, but Omaha's a little cheaper than D.C., obviously. Yeah. Now, I know you're thinking, you guys are alcoholics. End of the statement. Move on. $30. $30.
Yeah, right. That's the point where you just I think I just got hosed.
Yeah, I did.
Well, yeah, but you're also not like, oh, I'll just have a tea instead.
No. No.
Yeah, I mean, you did get the drink and the absence of the shakes later on.
That helped.
So, I mean, you're paying for a little bit of something. Yeah.
Did they serve booze on the flights?
No. Southwest doesn't yet, still. No. At that point, I didn't need it, but I would have had a beer if I had a choice, but. I know what you guys are thinking. You guys are alcoholics. Craig?
I wasn't thinking that.
I'm thinking, moving on. I mean, that's right. That's why I stopped right there. Yep. That's just the end of the statement. There's no but there.
I've got to figure something else out with the vodka drinks because I like them strong, but then I can't continue to drink those throughout the night.
No, you can't.
And expect it just to be all right.
You can't.
Yeah, at some point that's no longer maintaining.
No.
Well, yeah, it's just piling on like a gigantic buzz.
All right.
Right.
I guess at some point it stops becoming a buzz and you're just like drunk.
I know what you're thinking. You guys are alcoholics.
I wasn't thinking that.
Somebody in the crowd was.
No.
So if you but let's if you start with the vodka drink, then what do you go to after that?
I just drink beer.
Couple
after that.
Beers.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Beer.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I drink enough of the vodka thing, so I want to get a buzz quick.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't wasting on 15 beers. I know what you're thinking. Now, you would have gigged that night. You would have drank during a Husker game, I bet, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad I was. I felt bad. My son's girlfriend was in town, and I was. I was swearing about the game. I was just like, Jesus, effing everything. How does this always happen? Why is this just arms in the air? And I turn around and she's just like wide-eyed, like, ah.
Is this,
like,
your, this your dad? This your dad?
Yeah.
Your dad's a little crazy.
I'm not mad at anybody in the house.
Doesn't he know the Huskers suck? That's what she's sick. She's,
what
from, she's from Ohio, right?
Why am I surprised?
I do. I do.
Yeah, I was over. I had a drink at my mom's house, and she had some like citrus fresca.
Puss is looking for the phone to ring.
Yeah,
in three.
I like fresca. I like fresca, man.
But it was old, that's an it old was school really group. Good. And I'm like, oh great, now something else that makes vodka taste delicious. This is the last thing I need.
That is a good vodka mixer.
Yeah, fresca is pretty cool.
Yeah, it was like a grapefruit citrus something. It tasted like. The best, like, after you have a vodka soda, you know, it's like your fourth or fifth one. All the limes are in the bottom, and it all just tastes like citrusy and great.
I know what you're thinking.
That's the problem. We move away from the vodka cocktails. Is with the vodka soda with lime, is each one tastes better than the last because of the lime that's in there.
Yeah.
It's marinating.
It is.
Well, good thing the holidays are coming up. Nobody parties then.
No.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It was on this date in 1984 in a story that marked perhaps the end of one of the things that keeps getting brought up on this show. Throughout the years,
we actually
over and over and over again.
We bring it up a lot. But it ended in 1984?
Yeah, kind of ended in 1984.
This is
you're not going to get this.
I don't. I have no idea.
No. It was on this date in 1984, a 14-ounce spider monkey named Miss Baker died at age 27 of kidney failure in Huntsville, Alabama. That might give you a clue.
Oh, space monkeys.
Oh, there
space
you
monkey.
Go.
Yeah.
Last one?
Yeah. Yeah.
The last surviving space monkey?
In 1959, Miss Baker became the first American to travel into outer space, the spider monkey.
Mm-hmm.
And she made it that long into 1984.
You think that monkey was thinking, when did she actually go up in space?
Right. Did she
1959.
Okay. Do you think that monkey in 84 was still thinking, what happened that one day? Do you remember that? I was hanging out in a cage and hanging out, getting fed my whole life. But it was one day. What happened?
S got real weird that day.
Yeah, because
let me tell you.
There's no reasoning involved with a spider monkey.
No.
What happened that day?
Damn. Is there a way for her to communicate that to her friends? Be like, guess where I just was?
No way, you lying monkey ass.
Well, the monkey had no idea where they were.
No, but
there was no windows.
They knew something happened. One day they came and got me, strapped me in, and everything went crazy for a while.
Yeah.
Could the monkey, like, sign language, WTF, was that about?
Yeah. Wouldn't she be worried the rest of her life that that was going to happen again?
Again, right.
Did it hang around?
Every day when they came in to give her a banana. Here's another banana. No!
Like a zoo or just a monkey compound? Space monkey compound?
Space monkey compound is a great band name.
They are.
That's a great band name.
I would go see them.
What's somebody's pet?
Oh, no, no, no. They actually brought in a crowd of them.
That's what I thought.
And then whittled it down to the nicest couple.
Ah.
And so the nicest one was Miss Baker.
Yeah.
So they plugged her in and shot her into space. Yeah.
Did they have to strap her arms down or anything so she wasn't, like, pushing buttons in the rocket?
Good question.
They had her in a small little...
They had the big on-off button in front of her. We better strap her arms down.
Like a straitjacket of some kind.
Yeah. It was a small cage.
What do you think? It's a cartoon and big buttons in front of her?
And she couldn't move, really.
So they put her in a crate.
Yeah.
In a crate, electrodes,
in a Hans device,
sort of
too. A little helmet, a little monkey helmet.
Yeah.
I'd like to have a little monkey helmet.
You got to have a little monkey space helmet.
Yeah, you got to, just for the cuteness of it.
And the little monkey space suit.
So you can talk to it, and it's up there. What do you feel now?
What?
Miss Baker got the record for the oldest living squirrel monkey.
Man. Hey, maybe the space made that monkey live longer. They look into that? They probably did.
Mm-hmm. It must have.
Yeah, I'm curious what information they actually gleaned from that. What did Miss Baker have to say?
Yeah, was there like a farm upstate for all the monkeys that went into space to go live the rest
space
of their
monkey,
days?
Space monkey compound.
Well, they had an electrocardiogram hooked up to her. They figured out the respiratory rate, the body temperature, the ambient capsule pressure, and emulsion plates for heavy nuclei of cosmic origin.
They didn't have a flight suit on her or anything?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, there's a picture. It's tough to tell.
A little monkey flight suit.
It's tough to tell. It almost looks like they are toting Hannibal around.
Oh.
Man. So you can't throw turds in space?
No.
I've heard that. You can't throw turds in space.
They just float.
Yeah.
They should have chosen a macaque.
You can throw them, but they don't land.
Well, the Abel.
Macaques in space, man.
That's what Abel was. There was Abel and Baker.
Oh, Abel was macaque?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm sorry, a Reese's.
Different.
When macaque die.
Different entirely.
4 days later.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Probably after about 25 minutes.
Did the space kill the macaque?
No, the anesthetic afterwards did.
Oh, yeah. Mm. They gave macaque the anesthetic before they gave Miss Baker. And said, we're not going to give it to her now. We saw what happened to
something like that.
To Abel there.
So if this monkey would have been interviewed, like, oh, what's your secret? Such a long life.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to get hurled into space in the 50s.
Here we come.
I was waiting for that.
I couldn't find it. I had to go get it.
Now, if you go to the tombstone for Miss Baker.
And I will.
No, you won't.
And that's in
If I'm in Huntsville.
In Huntsville?
Mm-hmm. Sure. I forget exactly where that is.
Is it Monkey Cemetery?
Yeah, on the grounds at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center.
Oh, I got it. All right, yeah.
Yeah, if you go there, you will perhaps find bananas, because the bananas are regular left on top of
the... Oh, Nick.
In lieu of flowers.
Yeah.
Give them bananas.
You can throw your turd in a grave.
We could donate these to the homeless. Now let's give it to a dead monkey.
No, let's throw it on the ground.
Yeah. Do other monkeys flock to her grave like she's Jim Morrison?
Yeah. Well, free bananas.
Right. I could get there.
Who cares? It's in space, right? All these bananas.
There's just eight monkeys every day out there hanging out, sleeping,
smoking joints,
singing door songs. Oh, singing monkey songs,
flinging poo.
Yeah.
And the whole place, reeks of rotting bananas all the time.
You know, Baker's tomb looks like Morrison's.
Yeah.
Bunch of graffiti,
candles. Right there. We gave a backstory to a dead monkey in 84. Good story, Craig.
It was probably pretty close, too.
We're good at backstories.
Good or close to reality, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised she lived that long, carrying that around in her head and not being able to tell anybody.
I know.
Yeah. Well, I think they lived for a long time.
She can't tell her other monkey friends. They're not going to believe her.
No.
Yeah.
59 to 84.
Or maybe she told it a lot, and everybody said, oh, Jesus, there's Mrs. Baker again.
Here she comes.
It's like Todd's leg.
Guess what? She went to space.
Oh, she went to space. She'll tell the new guy in the studio.
Well, you got to tell that story. It's a great story.
Not for everybody hears it every day.
Not many people have that story.
Because the monkeys have a studio.
Hitting the Post is a good story, too, once.
Yeah.
So, if you heard Baker's story once, you don't hear it again.
That's why I tell it to people who haven't heard it
before. I know, but other people are in your earshot.
Six year anniversary coming up.
Oh, it is 6 year anniversary coming. It's only been 6 years.
Yep.
It feels much longer.
It does feel like it was longer. Feels like 10 years.
And we won't be on the air to celebrate.
Damn it.
No, we won't.
Yeah. Call me at home. Tell me the story again.
I'll gather around the fire while Uncle Todd tells us a story.
Yeah.
Maybe next year.
All right.
But then again, we'd have to have a contract.
That's right.
Kanye is admitting that he embarrassed Kim.
Where do you guys want to move?
South, southwest, I don't care.
Yeah,
south,
somewhere east. Warmer.
I don't care.
Warmer.
Any preference?
Yeah, warmer. Anybody? Would be great.
Okay.
Somewhere with a good stand-up comedy scene would be nice.
Well, when you're there, it'd be good.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's not the way I thought he was going to go with that.
Where do you want the next stand-up mecca to be, Nick?
Where Nick's at. You could be the Seattle of stand-up.
Small town bars for as far as the eye could see.
Kanye admitting that he embarrassed Kim with his presidential campaign.
He embarrassed himself more than anything.
Well, yeah.
But he's used to that.
Wearing a flak jacket crying when you're announcing your... Wasn't that the first event?
I think it was.
Hey, take me seriously. I'm wearing a bulletproof vest and weeping.
He made the comment in an Instagram post called Thanksgiving
Prayer.
In
his defense, we took a moron coming down an escalator seriously, too.
True.
At first, we didn't, and then we should have. We should have.
Some of us did.
And he broke the world.
People are saying that he's trying to get back with her.
I bet he saw
that somebody else was with that.
Of course he was there.
That's different.
Well, it's also Pete Davidson. He's got to
get through Pete Davidson. And that usually takes a couple of months. Because they're fascinated with him for, it seems, a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then they move on.
He's the it thing. Good for him.
Oh, yeah. Happy for him.
Yeah, where does he go from Kim Kardashian? Taylor Swift?
I don't think,
I saw a great tweet over the weekend. Somebody said that the Adam Duritz from the Counting Crows was the Pete Davidson of our generation. I forgot he dated like every hot chick in the 90s.
Well, he dated both Jennifer Aniston and Courtney Cox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there were a few other, like three or four others that I went, oh my God, he dated everybody.
Sensitive singer. The Crows were a huge band then. Yeah.
They dug the dreads.
Or after John Mayer?
Oh,
before. Okay. Oh, yeah.
So he was John Mayer before.
Oh, yeah.
John Mayer.
Yeah. I forgot all about him being just a stud.
You know, he's masturbating, thinking of Courtney Cox or Jennifer Aniston every day.
Or both.
Guys that don't bang.
He was with both of them?
Yeah.
Wow.
You think? I think you move on.
No, I think he remembers and he still masturbates to
him. You think?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think you do that. I think you get the exes. They go in the rearview mirror.
No, you're just saying that because your wife's listening right now. Jennifer Aniston's your ex. You're still tugging it to her.
Emmy Rossum, Christina Applegate.
Emmy Rossum, too.
Mary Louise Parker.
Oh, my God. I love Mary Louise Parker. They're all gorgeous.
Winona Ryder.
Oh, my God.
Lara Flynn Boyle. Flynn Boyle.
Boned them all.
Yeah. All
Who's he with now?
Yeah.
I don't think any of them.
No, he's not. Yeah.
He must be packing, too.
The band was cool, though. They dug him.
But I totally forgot. Like, he dated everybody in the 90s.
Yeah, and he
We are wiener fixated on this show.
He could sing you a song.
He could sing you a song. He must have a big wiener, too.
With a big wiener.
Well, I'm sure in those circles.
Sing a song and a big wiener.
I'm sure in those circles, word gets around. Him? Yeah. What? Like, Duritz? Really? Yeah. Like, well, you know.
You can write a song and sing a song about your big wiener.
Yeah.
To her. Just for her.
Yeah.
I always forget about that. They have a lot of songs that I like.
Yeah, they're great. August and everything after the album is great.
Oh, that album
It was huge.
Front to back.
Don't they have new stuff out now?
They're still around. Yeah.
I heard a song called Elevator Boots the other day. Is that new?
Yeah. Yeah, a few months earlier this year.
Yeah, it's fairly recent.
They have a song called Short February.
Yeah.
As opposed to the long December.
That's not going to help that comedy scene to the town we moved to. That is not going to help. That comedy scene just died right now at that town. They hear that joke again.
It's over.
Hey, he doesn't have any marriages listed in his bio. Doesn't look like he ever got married.
Well, can you keep pulling like that, man? You know,
no need.
Yeah, what's wrong with that guy?
Yeah,
he did finally get rid of the fake dreads this year. I think I read, or last year.
Oh, those were fake?
Oh yeah, for a long time those were fake.
A lot of guys are. A lot of them are extensions. Well, Craig Evans wrote a song about his wiener.
Yep. Wiener, 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 wiener.
Remember this?
Wiener, wiener,
all about Craig's wiener.
Wiener, 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 wiener.
Mm-hmm.
Ever serenade anybody with that?
Did it work?
As you're presenting?
Yeah. No, I haven't.
As you're presenting.
Yeah. Perhaps that should just be my theme song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I've had somebody else sing it to me.
Oh.
He's looking at you, puss.
That's even better.
Your mom.
Yeah, maybe you heard it.
In the other room when you're watching TV.
Wafting out from under the door.
Wafting. Ugh.
As you're watching.
That's a terrible word to use there.
If you're watching your cartoons.
Eat a bowl of cereal. Yeah, welcome back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.